Chapter 12, Finding Isabella. Maya found Hector's truck parked outside a tall building. She decided to wait for him and make him tell her where Isabella was. After half an hour, Hector and Isabella appeared at the door of the building. Maya took out her gun as she watched them get into his truck. Now was her chance. She hurried to the truck, got in behind them, and pushed the gun into the back of Hector's neck. "Put your hands up where I can see them." They both slowly lifted their hands. Maya reached for Isabella's purse and looked inside. There was a mobile phone and the pepper spray. Then she noticed something green on the floor by her feet. It was Joe's shirt. "Explain," ordered Maya. Neither of them spoke. So Maya started talking instead. "Hector is as tall as Joe, so I suppose he put on Joe's shirt. You found an old video of Joe and put his face on Hector's body in that nanny cam video. Am I right?"
"We have nothing to say to you," said Isabella.
Maya hit the gun hard on Hector's nose. Blood started pouring out of it. "Maybe I won't kill him," she said to Isabella. "But the first bullet goes into his shoulder and the next into his knee. So start talking."
"Okay," said Isabella. "We did it because you killed Joe."
"Who told you that?" asked Maya.
"Our mother. She said that you killed Joe and we had to help prove it by making the fake video for your nanny cam. I had to make you believe that you were the only person who saw Joe on it."
"You wanted me to feel crazy so that I'd make a mistake?" said Maya.
"Wait, how did you know that I had a nanny cam?"
Isabella laughed.
"Suddenly, the day after the funeral, there's a new digital picture frame with photos of your family. You're the only mother that I know who doesn't have pictures of your daughter in the house. I'm not stupid. Of course it had to be a nanny cam."
Maya remembered that Isabella was always smiling in the nanny cam videos.
"And was it your mother's idea to use the pepper spray?"
"I needed to get the SD card," said Isabella, "so that you couldn't show it to people. You had to be the only one to see Joe."
Maya nodded.
"You wanted me to stop trusting myself."
But Maya stopped talking because Shane was standing in front of the truck.
"If you move," Maya said to Hector and Isabella, "I'll shoot you dead."
She got out of the car and walked toward Shane.
"What are you doing?"
he asked.
"They tricked me, Shane. Hector wore Joe's clothes, and they made a fake video for the nanny cam."
"So Joe really is dead. He was never tricking you," said Shane.
"How did you find me, Shane?"
"I put a GPS tracker on your car," he said.
"Why did you do that?"
"Because you've been acting crazy, Maya. You have to see that."
Maya looked back at the truck. Hector and Isabella were still inside. Then she looked back at Shane.
"I need to tell you something," she said.
"About the bullets?"
"No, about the helicopter video in Iraq."
Shane looked confused.
"What about it?"
"We'd already lost some good men. I didn't want to lose any more. We could hear those two young soldiers screaming through their radios. They needed us to save them. But we were waiting for our guys on the radio to tell us that we could shoot the black car."
"Yes,"
said Shane.
"We had to check that the people in the car weren't civilians or even kids. We weren't sure whether they were enemies, but it was hard to hear the radio clearly. It wasn't our fault that civilians died."
"Except I did hear it, Shane," Maya said. "The radio guys told us to wait, but I didn't. I couldn't let our two boys die down there. So I shot a missile at the car and destroyed it, despite the radio message."
"What? What are you talking about?"
Shane was shaking his head.
"But I heard—"
"No. You didn't hear anything, Shane," she said. "I told you that they'd allowed us to shoot. You didn't hear it yourself, remember?"
Shane stared at her.
Why did you do it?
He said.
Because I didn't care about the civilians. I cared about our boys.
God, Maya.
That's what I chose to do, Shane. I wanted to save our boys, even if those civilians had to die. I just didn't care anymore. Do you think that I have those horrible dreams every night because I feel guilty? No, I have them because I don't feel guilty, because I know that I'd do it again. Every night, I hear the sounds from that helicopter.
And every night, you kill those civilians again,
he said.
Oh, Maya.
He stepped toward her to hug her, but she stepped back.
There's something else, she said. Kears told you that Joe and Claire were killed by the same gun.
Yes, which you never told me,
he said.
But Maya, you gave me the bullet to test before Joe was shot. You told me to check whether it was from the same gun that killed Claire. And it was. So how did you have the bullet before Joe was murdered?
There's only one possible way, Maya said.
Shane shook his head, but he already knew.
I killed him, Maya said. I killed Joe.